Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin property taxpayers. I'm Paul Roszewski. Today's Wednesday, the 28th of May, 2025. Well, it seems like most Memorial Day weekends, probably four out of every five, seem to have at least one day of rain. And against the odds, I'm pretty sure everyone in Wisconsin had a rain-free weekend. How cool is that? Pun intended. It might shape up to be a weird week, though, because supposedly you can observe the Slugs return to Capistrano Day, put a pillow on your refrigerator day, my bucket's got a hole in it day, and speak in complete sentences day. Practically another you can't make this stuff up file level of Hallmark holiday ridiculousness. This week, we look at the political spin in the budget process, whether a town has the right to administer an election by paper ballot, and an interesting look at the morale of the nation. And then we wrap it all up with a quote from POTUS number 3. So, without further ado, let's jump into some news together. Let's start with the state budget. It's struggling along as the grandstanding of the budget process takes shape. The Democrats are front and center controlling the narrative of the budget process. Here's a good example. The Democrats are describing the Republicans as working secretively and behind closed doors to try and push a tax credit for the wealthy and corporations. Well, at this point in the process, leaders meet with leaders and staffers meet with staffers to negotiate spending and work out details. It's the Republican leadership and the governor. Well, yeah, those meetings aren't going to be open to whoever wants to just stroll in, but that phrasing of being behind closed doors gives it political spin, even though nothing's really going to happen without the Democrats being involved in it anyway. So, and as an aside, while I'm thinking of it, I did say they were working on budget cuts, but the size of the budget never seems to go down. So it's really adjustments, and I think that's the way I'm going to say it from now on. Adjustments, not cuts. Maybe I'll look into it at some point and see if there's ever actually been a budget cut, a budget that's been smaller than the one prior, but I wouldn't be surprised to know that it's never gotten smaller, maybe except for one outlier during the Great Depression, something like that. But anyway, I digress. In other news, here's some interesting insight that I found in some polling numbers. My opinion is that polling at this point has become tougher and less accurate than it was, and it still has value, not in being a precise thermometer, but more like a thermostat of generally getting a temperature on public sentiment. So those are the questions and the results that I tend to pay more attention to. Some nationwide polling numbers show that 59% of voters say that America is still the land of opportunity. Well, 26% disagree, which I guess means the remaining 15% aren't sure. So do we interpret that as one out of every four people don't have a belief or hope that they can prosper or improve their station in life? Even if that number is high and it's one out of every eight people, that's a lot of people without hope for the future. And that is concerning, but not more than another survey that also found that 45% of voters say the United States today is a land of liberty and justice for all. 41% disagree with this. That one is more concerning. It does tell us maybe that there's a general frustration just with the system overall and the bureaucracy, or how accountability is administered in the system, or that it's stacked against people. I don't know, but does seem like there's a lot of work to be done. Another telling number is that 65% of voters say reducing the growth of the federal government is good for the economy, and only 25% say it's bad. If that's the case, it isn't the concept of DOGE that people don't like. I think it's a mistrust in the motives of the people that are carrying it out, because I think a fair amount of people just don't trust the other side of the aisle regardless and don't give anybody grace or the benefit of the doubt. Cuts both ways. Back to that spin we talked about before. people are good at simplifying a position around one main reason or finding a reason to support or oppose something. I'm going to guess that this is an example of that. And finally, in voting news, the Wisconsin Elections Commission has decided that small towns do not violate state law if they switch from electronic voting machines to hand-counted paper ballots. On a 5-1 vote, they dismissed a complaint that claimed that the town of Thornapple violated state laws when they chose to stop using electronic voting machines for the April and August elections in 2024. During the discussion on the complaint, one commissioner described it as certainly unwise, and another said it was rare and requested typically for very small elections. So it may be rare, it may be less efficient, but it is within the town's right to make the change. One caveat is that the town must still provide access to at least one electronic voting machine for voters with disabilities, according to federal courts, which the town is appealing a ruling that went against them. The federal court and the Elections Commission both appear to agree that according to the 2002 Help America Vote Act, an electronic voting machine must be available for voters. And finally, I leave you the quote from a president that I'm going to give a new nickname to since he was POTUS number 3. I'm now calling him Thomas Trey Jefferson, and he is on record with some basic logic saying, quote, "The same prudence which in private life would forbid our paying our own money for unexplained projects forbids it in the dispensation of the public monies," unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every Memorial Day parade-loving corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.